What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, I'm pretty sure everyone has seen the Road Rage event that turned into a WWE SmackDown. However, there was actually another Road Rage event that I'm going to talk about next week. However, we're going to focus in on this one, the one that everybody's been talking about. Now, I have a bit of an update from this one. Now, this article was published on the 17th of January. Woman body slammed in Road Rage incident says she quote unquote learned her lesson. Yeah, there was definitely a lesson to be learned. And what was that lesson? Keep your goddamn hands to yourself. A woman who found herself getting body slammed during a Road Rage incident in Ohio has confirmed her identity and revealed that she quote unquote learned her lesson. Katrina Aiken, 36, identified herself as the driver from the January 4th incident in Toledo, Ohio, after video showed a woman driving a blue sedan slam on her brakes and jump out of her car to verbally attack the driver behind her. Quote unquote, "Let's go! Get out of the fucking car," she yelled, taunting the other motorist. That driver's passenger got out of the red sedan to confront the woman and appeared to try to calm her down, TMZ reported. But as he walked away, the woman pulled the ultimate coward move and punched him in the face from behind, to which he responded with a couple of punches of his own before picking her up and slamming her to the ground. Oh, gentlemen, every time I see that, I have the biggest, most just belly-aching laugh because it's oh so fucking beautiful. You see, ladies, there are men out there who no longer subscribe to the whole, "I will never put my hands on a woman no matter what." Nah. She's 36. The guy was obviously younger than her. So she thought, oh, I'm going to impose my will onto him from behind, and he's just going to walk away and not do anything. Nah. See, she caught true equality that day. The woman is seen on the clip moaning and clutching her head while getting no immediate help from anyone, despite initially gesturing to her car and yelling, "My man's right fucking there. Come and put your fucking hands on me." And she started yelling, "Cortez! Cortez!" You know what Cortez was thinking? You know why Cortez didn't get out of that car? He was thinking to himself, "Yes! I've been wanting to put paws on this bitch for the longest. However, God has granted me another man to do it for me." I'm pretty sure when they got home, Cortez walked out that damn door. Because more than likely, he probably told her before she got out of that car, "Hey, calm yourself down. Don't do this. You never know what's going to happen." But guess what? She got herself a nice, good helping of knuckle sandwich and reality. But a second video shows that after the red sedan drove off, a white SUV pulled up to the scene and a man got out to blast the woman for her actions, the Daily Mail reported. Quote, unquote, "Why are you jumping out of your car on people?" the unidentified man asked as the woman put her head down. She started to argue, but he refused to listen to her, advising her to get in the car and get home before they both drove off. It is unclear what the relationship is between the woman and the man. Aiken took to a local community Facebook page to confirm, yes, that was indeed her in the video, according to the Mail. You know why she did that? She wanted that attention, and she thought people might feel sorry for her and treat her as the victim. Oh, no, 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 sis. Uh-uh. When you pulled that coward move and hit that man from behind, all bets were off. Others questioned her, with one question asking if she learned her lesson that day. Aiken replied, "Sure did. Hopefully we all learned a lesson." Now, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. Ladies, what have I said? More and more men are no longer restraining themselves when it comes to altercations with you. For far too long, these women have been allowed to be as reckless with their mouth and in some cases, reckless with their hands, thinking that that man is going to be so afraid of going to jail that he's not going to retaliate. Oh, no, 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 ladies. No. There are a lot of men who, I'm going to tell you this, even though I tell you this when it comes down to hockey mask time, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. Yes, ladies, that includes whooping your ass. Remember, ladies, ass whoopings are rated E for everyone. Just because you're a woman and society has protected you for far too damn long, a lot of you have gotten into your mind, oh, you know what? I can put my hands on a man. I can stand toe-to-toe against a grown-ass man. He's going to be the one to back down. Nah, ladies, it does not work in our world. The world of man is a violent world. We as men know there's always a 50-50% chance that things will go violent. The fisticuffs, at bare minimum, are going to end up showing up, which is why we know as men to mind our P's and Q's. You ladies never learned that lesson. But guess what? Guess what? A lot of you women are fucking around and you are now finding out. And guess what? I have zero sympathy for any woman that gets up in a man's face thinking that she's going to be Billy Badass until he becomes Billy Badass. Yeah, ladies, it's called equality. It's called true equality. Hey, talk shit, get hit. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. I'm pretty sure you guys have watched that video. And for you women out there, you need to understand this. The quote-unquote fake power that society has allowed you to believe that you have, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that a man will not retaliate when you get up in his face, that's going to go out right along with it. As you see, ladies, more and more men are breaking their chains of restraint. And guess what? Whatever happens, happens. Like the woman in this case, she decided to attack him while his back was turned. So what did he do? He responded in kind, gave her a two-piece with no biscuit, and then turned her ass into Denny's because she damn sure was a slam that day. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.